Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Alex Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Raines takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to third. Franco moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. Franco moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up off the glove of Thomas, and into shallow right field. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Eldred, and towards Valentin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Diaz. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Diaz. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Franco reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 3-0. White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. Two outs. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 0-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nilsson is 0-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff is 0-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Franco is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ventura is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Thomas. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Reed applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jaha is 0-2 in the game. Jaha strikes out. One out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaz is 0-2 in the game. Diaz bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears pinch hits for Jose Valentin. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Griebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Griebeck is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Griebeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lavalier is 0-3 in the game. Lavalier strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Howitt now playing right field. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Howitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reigns. Ward reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Howitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.